Good morning and happy Easter. Many, many moons ago, Eric asked if I'd give my faith story, and I said, sure, but I've been dragging my feet for a long time for a couple of reasons. For one, it's pretty intimidating to stand up here and be vulnerable in front of a lot of people, and two, because I sometimes have questions about my own faith that are hard to put into words. There have been times I've been asked, why do I have a faith, and what keeps me coming back to this place I call church? I was born Christmas Day, 1979, and yes, to the question I always get, I had twice the amount of presents under the Christmas tree than anyone else in my family. It was great. I grew up in a Christian family in Scandia, Minnesota, on the farm my dad grew up on. We said prayers at dinner and bedtime almost every night. We attended our local church almost every Sunday, where I was baptized, attended youth group, and was confirmed. I can truly say that I really enjoyed going to church. I still remember the creak of the old wooden church pews, and I can still hear the sound of the pipe organ as it blasted out the melodies of the old hymns. I have such great memories of the community I felt there. Looking back now, I realize that knowing and accepting Christ into my life was the easy part. The hard part came as an adult when the ups and downs of everyday life have tested the strength of my faith. I moved across the lake after graduating high school to pursue a career in carpentry, which I've now been doing for almost 27 years. After meeting my wife, Allison, and starting a family, I decided to go independent. And those of you that are self-employed know what stress that can bring. Early on, I remember being stressed over finances and worried about paying the bills, but there was one Sunday morning I remember sitting here in church by the windows and feeling the warm sun shining down on me. I felt as though the Holy Spirit was comforting me and telling me to just give all my worries to God. And for that hour and time, it felt like none of those silly, stressful things mattered. I often reflect back on that moment as a reminder to lean on my faith, because ultimately God is in control. At times I get inspired by hearing stories or meeting people that are new believers and have only recently committed to following Christ. They seem to radiate an excitement about their faith I often long for. It's hard to explain, but I compare it to that excitement you get as a teenager when you purchase your first car and all you want to do is drive around and show it off to your friends. You wash and vacuum it every day, and you always volunteer to drive just to be able to spend more time with the car. While I must admit, there are times when my inspiration for that feeling turns into questions on why could a guy like me that has grown up in the faith be longing for something more than what it feels I have. But when I stop and think about it, my longing for a deeper faith is a desire for greater intimacy with God. And the best way to achieve that intimacy is to devote more time to Him, like I did with my first car. I have to admit, the time I've spent putting my faith story together and reflecting on the past has been hard, but it's also been somewhat therapeutic to relive memories of hard events and seeing how God has helped me through them. Exactly 10 years ago this week, I woke in the middle of the night to Allison prematurely giving birth to our son at home. I remember how dark the night sky was as I drove us at a high rate of speed to the hospital. I remember the prayer I said to God on the way. I remember every minute of the 7 hours we got to hold his precious little body. I remember the tears in the nurse's eyes as we left the delivery room without him. It was, and still is, so hard. I remember the calls, the texts, and the hugs from everyone that reached out with support. I know God answered my prayer that night, keeping Allison safe and putting the right people in our lives to help us through it. Last weekend, we visited the cemetery like we do every year at this time, where there's a headstone dedicated to stillborn babies that reads, "Although our arms are empty, you will live in our hearts forever." As I stood there listening to Clara and Lucy talk about their brother and how he's in heaven with Jesus, my sadness turned to joy, thinking about the resurrection of Jesus and how it's because of my faith that God promises me eternal joy and victory over death. I've heard it said that without darkness, it's hard to appreciate the light. And for me, the heartache that comes from losing a baby and the stresses from everyday life are often overcome by God's ability to remind me to see the hope in what he offers. I continue to come back to this place south of Nisswa I call church, not only because of my desire to follow Jesus, but also because of you, my friends and family of Timberwood. It's your fellowship. It's your fellowship and prayers that have helped me get through the hard times. You have helped me confirm that faith and family are what mean the most to me. I hope someday my girls can look back with the same wonderful memories of their time spent at church like I had growing up. And I want all of you to know that I appreciate your help with that. Thank you.